702. The Worldview.
Let's catch up now with news from around the world. Adam Gilchrist not in, but John Adderley is with us this morning. Let's start with news from around the world. John, good morning to you. 2,000 new COVID test centres set up in the UK.
Good morning. Yeah, this is the new COVID curse, if you like, the pingdemic. I think it's another new word for the dictionary. This is where thousands of critical workers have been self-isolating because they've been pinged by the COVID app on their phone, saying they're a close contact of someone testing positive, often as a colleague at work, and then you've got bucket loads of staff all being suddenly sent home, and the delivery lorries have got no drivers, and I've certainly seen some empty supermarket shelves as a result because supplies aren't getting through, and now we're told it's affecting police, fire services, border force staff and other essential workers as well. So the answer is daily testing. So if you have a negative test in the morning, you can go straight to work. But of course it takes a lot of action to make that happen, and the government has increased the number of test centres from 800 to 2,000. Now, we don't know whether they're all up and running yet. I suspect not, but that's the ambition. And by having these many centres around the country, that will allow workers to get on with their jobs. And, you know, this is prison guards, waste collectors keeping the streets clean, workers in the energy sector keeping the lights on. There is a real fear that with so many self-isolating at home, some of these services, you know, could really suffer. The other thing to say about COVID today, by the way, looking at the international picture, I think it's very interesting that the number of daily COVID cases in the UK has fallen for the sixth day running, just under 25,000 new cases in the latest daily figures, down from nearly 47,000 a week ago. And it's got scientists scratching their heads a bit, because obviously it's good news, and we're not knocking it, but they're not quite sure what it's down to, whether it's a blip, or whether this really is the beginning of the end of the third wave. I think we've just got to wait and see. But the government's saying, don't get too laid back about things. We're not out of the woods yet. Please still be cautious.
Yes, indeed. Tell me about the new defence treaty with France.
Yeah, the government says this is all about responding to terrorist attacks on cross-channel ferries across the English Channel. Very, very busy shipping lane, of course. The UK-France Maritime Security Treaty, they've signed it in Paris, it's all about sharing information about security threats to passenger ferries and other ships crossing the English Channel. There was, by the way, some thought that maybe it was really more to deal with the other problem that France and the UK have got in the English Channel, and that's this increasing number of small boats carrying illegal migrants across from one country to another, often putting lives at risk. But no, they say it's not about that. This is just about combating terrorism. And I thought what was interesting is that the two defence secretaries and the two foreign secretaries from each country met to discuss shared interests between France and the UK. And who'd have thought? There's a long list. European security, security in Africa, joint work on China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and the Indo-Pacific. So it sounds like the Entente Cordiale, which of course goes back to the Second World War, between UK and France is still in very robust shape, and there's still plenty for the two countries to cooperate on, despite the fact, as you probably know, that relations haven't been so brilliant recently. They got quite frosty, didn't they, over Brexit.
And if I'm looking for some of the world's oldest stained glass windows, where might I find them?
Well, I would always say go to Canterbury Cathedral. I'm a bit biased because I did my university degree in Canterbury, and it was just lovely walking through the cathedral grounds or literally through the building itself and looking up at these stained glass windows, which, of course, everyone knows are very, very old. But now it seems they're very, very, very old. And here's another new word for the dictionary, which I love this word, the windowlizer. It's a new bit of technology. It looks a little bit like the camera guns that police hold up to see if cars are speeding. But it's got a very fancy bit of kit in it, which apparently radiates the glass. It doesn't damage it, but it reveals the chemical footprint of the glass. And it's allowed scientists to confirm what art historians had thought, but they weren't able to prove, that some of the glass panels in Canterbury Cathedral were older than others. They reckon they go right back to the middle of the 12th century, which, when you think about it, that's the time when Archbishop Thomas Becket was murdered in Canterbury Cathedral. That's a long time ago. So they're very, very excited, jumping up and down with excitement. But to be fair, and for the record, apparently the world's oldest stained glass is thought to be at Augsburg Cathedral in Germany. That may well go back to the middle of the 11th century. But I have to tell you, they don't know for sure because they haven't tested that with the window lither yet. So who knows whether Germany really have bragging rights on that one.
John Adderley, this morning's World View.